You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your phone lights up, a bar appears on the screen, you've received a push notification from a media company. Maybe it's Odyssey and KMOX. So what do those organizations send? And is it really information that you need immediately? Neil Denisha is a staff writer for the Nieman Journalism Lab at Harvard University and started looking into Project Push. It's a one-man effort to compare what information organizations push to followers.
Someone that I followed had retweeted, had reposted a very strange push notification about something very small in a random little town. And I was just interested that there was a push notification on Blue Sky about like something happening very locally, and I was curious where that came from, and so I started following the project, and I got really interested in sort of what this guy was doing, collecting all these push notifications from around the world, essentially.
Tell us a little bit more about Project Push. What is it, and who started it?
Yeah, Project Push is this project started by a guy named Matt Taylor in the UK. He works on product at the Financial Times, and he's been interested in push notifications and how news organizations use them. And he realized there was no particular way to sort of see what everyone was pushing out. His main thing was basically because he lives in the UK and he has the BBC app on his phone, he kept getting a lot of pings from the BBC app with all sorts of news alerts. And he was like, does the BBC app send me more push notifications than everyone else? And so what he did is he basically wrote a little program on an old Android phone that he had lying around to essentially collect all the push notifications from 61 apps news apps that he installed on this phone. And then what Project Push does is it takes all those notifications, it uploads them to a server as they come in, and then automatically pushes them out onto a social feed so that anyone who follows the project can see these push notifications, you know, not exactly as they come in because there's a bit of a time lag, but essentially, you know, all these push notifications on the day that they happened.
It's interesting for me because I am in charge sometimes of sending push alerts on our own app. So I'm really fascinated about what kind of the analysis found of what types of alerts were being sent out and maybe some comparison of the different news organizations. What did you find?
Yeah, there's some really interesting stuff here. I mean, I think the one big takeaway is sort of there's a lot of geographic disparity in how different news organizations use push notifications. When Taylor was looking at the data, what he found is that news organizations, especially in Asia and the Middle East, tend to use way more push notifications than news organizations in, say, the Europe or the UK or the US. For example, I think it was CNN in Indonesia has sent out the most push notifications of any of the organizations he's been tracking. I think that one was 17,000 push notifications over the last year alone, which is a lot of push notifications. And I think soon after that, there was another Arabian site, a few in Israel, a few in India that especially really send out a lot of push notifications. And by comparison, the ones in Europe and the UK and the US tend to focus a bit more on I guess they're a bit more what's the word I'm looking for here? They think a bit more carefully about what they're going to send a push notification out about. Whereas I think in the other ones, you will sort of see notifications about pop stars and what they're up to, and cricket scores or sports scores, or just basically push notifications to get people to open the app, and no other reason. There's no information in them, and so it's just a very different sort of approach in each place.
Do we know anything about engagement? Has he measured that yet as part of Project Push?
Not yet. Engagement's kind of tricky with push notifications because it's just it's like there's no real good way to measure that kind of thing, and there's especially no way for people to share that data. And so one thing that he wants to do is essentially, if people are interested in this project, maybe like down the line he can expand it into a sort of platform that allows for news organizations to measure engagement and also compare notes among each other and sort of see what kind of notifications work, what doesn't work. I imagine that there is like if you're in the newsroom itself and you work on like the app, you might be able to see how people use your app when you send out a push notification.
So overall, you mentioned some of the types of content that you see. What trends seem to be obvious at this point? Maybe in looking at, for example, he looked a lot at the BBC and what they do. They're a reputable news organization. What do we see out of them?
He went into this thinking that the BBC sent way too many push notifications, and what he realized was that actually, no, they're pretty judicious with it, at least in comparison to the rest. A lot of what they focused on was essentially like, the news of the day, or like really like breaking news from around the world. And I think, but another thing he's seen is sort of lately, a lot of news organizations have been really pushing this idea of live blogs or live coverage. There's a lot of watch now or watch live or follow live kind of links that have been appearing in these push notifications more and more. That's kind of been happening, and the reason seems to be that essentially, people like live coverage, or they at least respond to it right now. And so we see these blogs popping up at news organizations all around the world, essentially. So recently, the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal all had live blogs when President Trump and Elon Musk started feuding on Twitter. And that was a go-to place for people to go and follow these things if they didn't want to log into Twitter and, read these posts for themselves and figure out what was happening.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Obviously, from the standpoint of news organizations and media companies, we want that engagement. But what about from the standpoint of the user, the consumer of those messages? How do they screen all of that. I mean, for example, I probably follow 10 news organizations, so I have alerts popping up all the time. You know, how do we discern from those messages?
That's a really good question, and one that nobody necessarily has a good answer to. I think a lot of people nowadays are just turning them off, which maybe sort of, you know, goes against the entire point of the push notification. And I think it sort of speaks to Taylor's point, frankly, of like news organizations maybe needing to think a bit deeper about how they use those notifications. Some users, of course, are power users. They're people like you who like really want all the news all the time. And so they'll, you know, sign up for everything. But some users, you know, really just like want the stuff that is the most breaking, the biggest news of the day. And I think, you know, what you're seeing with some news organizations is they let you tailor those notifications in the app. That, like, you know, I, for example, have the New York Times app on my phone. And what I've turned on there is, you know, I get the morning summary, and then I get like the morning briefing, and then I get like maybe the highest priority stuff. But I don't, you know, I don't sign up for about 10 other types of notification. And so I think that kind of, having that kind of ability for users to choose, I think will probably honestly help news organizations get more engagement from users, because they'll be getting what they actually want, as opposed to the sort of deluge of 17,000 notifications about things that might not matter to them.
That is Neil Denisha, staff writer for the Nieman Journalism Lab at Harvard University.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.